The WoW word for today is covenant. Look at your money. On British money, other words, in this case, I promise to pay the bearer on demand the sum of £20. In fact, you can even take old British banknotes to the bank and cash them in for modern money. Promises. That's what a covenant is. A promise between two parties. In the Bible, covenants were common in all kinds of life, not just between God and humanity. For instance, where a powerful nation had taken over a weaker nation, a covenant was put in place. This was in order to give benefits to the weaker nation from the more powerful conquering nation, such as protection. Of course, as well as sanctions, if the weaker nation rebelled or did not fulfill their part of the covenant. And of course, in the Bible, there are covenants between God and humanity. These covenants showed God promising to do something and commands for humanity to follow. When an Old Testament covenant ended in failure, it was always due to humanity's inability to obey God, such as when Adam and Eve ate the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thereby breaking their covenant made with God. The Edenic covenant was therefore terminated, and now God needed to make another covenant with Adam. In the Old Testament, we have six covenants between God and humanity: the Edenic, the Adamic, the one with Noah, the one with Abraham, the one with Moses, and the one with David. Each of them contained the following characteristics. God always took the initiative. God always gave his solemn promise to fulfill his promises. And God always waited for a free response from humanity without coercion or force. And there is a seventh covenant. As Christians today, we are living under what's called the New Covenant. Four features of this covenant are: God transforms, God will be your God and you are his, God will come live inside you and lead you, God will forgive you your sins and they are removed by him. This new covenant is sealed only through the perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. His blood, shed on the cross, ensures the truth of this new covenant. There is no other way for this new covenant to be sealed except through Jesus' blood and death alone. This new covenant finalizes what the covenant made with Moses could only point towards: the follower of God living in a dynamic relationship with God and living a righteous life conforming to God's holy character. And we celebrate this new covenant between God and ourselves when we celebrate communion or the Lord's Supper, for this symbolizes the new covenant which guarantees salvation. So let's go from here, telling at least one other person today about how God can make them new, will forgive them, come live inside them, and transform them. Only they come to him in repentance.